What made you be involved with mental health? Because it's a big topic, should we say. It's one of these things that's talked about more often than not. What made you go into that field and kind of encourage volunteers to be part of this movement, if you'd like?
Originally, I was a volunteer myself in my early 20s, and I volunteered with mental health services for older people in the community. So I volunteered at a service called Solace, where people living with dementia and their family carer would attend groups in the community to have social activities and keep those links. So I did that for a few years, then got a job within the health board within that service. And with that, we recruited volunteers to come support those groups. And then last year, I joined the bigger team where I can now recruit and encourage people to volunteer across all mental health services. So for me, having volunteered with dementia and seeing the positive impact that had and knowing how it felt for me to go through that recruitment process and the support I had to volunteer those years, that's where my interest came.
And the amazing work that goes on behind the scenes, like we were talking to Kelly earlier about how much work the patient experience team does, not only within the Heath Hospital, where Radio Glamorgan's based, but also in Llandoc Hospital and also St David's and all around. So it's not just one area you're concentrating on. It's all over. It's everywhere.
Yeah, we've got the main hospitals, Barry Hospital. I have some volunteer projects that run in the rehabilitation houses out in the community, other support groups in primary mental health services in the community. So we cover all aspects, really.
Volunteering, as this week is Volunteers Week, where would you point someone who says, right, I really would love to volunteer, I've got a spare few hours of my week, where would you point them towards? Would you point them towards a certain organisation?
At the moment, because of the pandemic, we haven't got volunteers actively coming in to the hospital to do their usual volunteering. So we would encourage them to look at volunteering they could do in the community, but also to look at our website, because we still have our projects on there to say the kind of things we would usually be doing and looking for, and hopefully we'll be back to soon. It gives an idea of the different types of roles you can get involved with, whether it's activities, you know, digital stuff, keeping people company. There's a range of things that can be done with us. So it would be, yeah, looking at what you could support with us, but also in the current climate, looking at how you could support people in your community more locally.
That's the great thing about volunteering. It's not just one thing. It's not just one path. There's always certain avenues you can go off towards and certain age groups you can be working with, and you can be working with young people. You can be working with adults, older people. You could be working with so many people. So Helena, thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy day in the patient experience team. And hopefully we'll catch up soon when all this is over and we'll actually see each other in person.
Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed, it won't be long.
Fingers crossed. Thank you, Helena.
Thank you.